So I'll just share a very famous midrash that opens, that frames, I think, really a lot of the parashiyot here. So the midrash says, "Va'iba Inahi." So it was at that time, commenting on the middle of the parasha by Yehuda. Shmuel Bar Nachman Patach, Kenochi Adati Et HaMachshavot. I know the thoughts of man, presumably. Shvatim Hayu Asukin B'Mechirato Shel Yosef. The Shvatim, and the brothers, were involved in the sale of Yosef. The Yosef Haya Asuk V'Sako U'V'Taniko. Yosef was involved in his sackcloth and his fasting. Reuven Haya Asuk V'Sako U'V'Taniko. Reuven was involved in his sackcloth and his fasting. V'Yaakov Haya Asuk V'Sako U'V'Taniko. And Yaakov was involved in the sackcloth and fasting. Yehuda Haya Asuk L'Kacho Isha. Yehuda was involved in finding a wife. V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Yosek Borei Oro Shel Melech HaMashiach. And God was involved in creating the light of Mashiach. Right, this is a very famous midrash, which in many ways frames the parsha. But the question is, what does it mean? Right? So some of the version here on the midrash focus on the details. Right? So for example, if you look at the Lechmad Lamar'eh, he says, the midrash says, Omer Darshuni. Shikvi lashon navi ayterech lomar tchila asaka kadosh baruch hu shekin yerem lashon navi bamro ki anochi adati ala machshavot lashon anochi choshev machshavot shalom. You should have said, according to the Midrash, where it starts off with the pasuk that God knows the thoughts of man, that it should have started with God is creating Mashiach and everyone else is doing their own thing. Which would imply that starts the chain of events, and then right, meaning first, if God wants to create Mashiach, then that should motivate God, the Yehuda, to have children. You could have done with a lot of things here, which seems out of order. And he says, no, it really does make sense. Why? Because if the Shvatim hadn't been involved in selling Yosef, so Yosef would be with his father and not mourning. And since Yosef was sold, Reuven Reuven was mourning because he hadn't been there, so he thought they'd killed him, and he tells Zot, who gam ken haya asuk b'sako v'tanito. Zot v'od acheret, Yaakov gam ken mechot v'sever Yosef nitra. And Yosef, Yaakov also thought that he was dead, right? So this goes in order. V'lo haya asuk, v'adish, Yaakov haya asuk b'sako v'tanito. And since Yaakov was mourning, he didn't have time, lo yasuk l'asya misha, he didn't have time or the headspace to marry off his children. And therefore, as Midrash continues later on, that the Shvatim said, bonifarnes advenus, that the Shvatim said, we have to deal with ourselves. Because once Yaakov is mourning, right, l'shavar yasuk l'asin meshim, in the past he used to marry us off, achshav yasuk l'asako v'tani do, and now he's mourning, so he doesn't have the headspace to marry us off. And then they kicked out Yehuda. And therefore Yehuda was kicked out of his greatness for having been in charge of selling Yosef. And therefore he ends up where he is. Right? So he deals with the pratim and he says, listen, everything in a logical order. Right? So why don't you put Mashiach at the beginning? Because that's the end cause, right? Meaning it's not proximate in terms of actual history, that's not the order, right? But in terms of what's going on, that's the order, right? So he, you know, sort of digs down into the pratim. The Imre Yosher has a slightly different focus.
And he says, no, what you've got to understand is that the key to the Midrash is that no one knew what they were doing, right? Is that each step was happening, right, even though they didn't understand what was, right, what was going on. And no one quite understood the next step, right? That's more what's going on. But all this seems to miss the broader point, which is okay, I mean, fine, so it's not an order, or it is an order, or whatever, right? But what exactly is the point of this midrash? And like I said, for me, this midrash in many ways claims not just this story, but much of Tanakh. And that is that in Tanakh, Tanakh often wants you to understand, and this is true in Direi Yamim also, right? Understand it, we talked about it a little bit when we did right at the beginning of Direi Yamim, that wants you to understand that history has two levels, right? There's always the proximate political, emotional, familial, whatever, right? The event. There's, right, history as it's told from a human perspective. And then there's history from the divine perspective, right? And I think what this midrash is doing is really framing the story in that way, right? It's not about the details. The point is that, yes, right, at one level, on the human level, so, right, as the Nechemah said, right, Shvatim sold, and Reuben didn't realize what was going on, so he's mourning, and Yaakov is mourning, and therefore that leads to the fact that he can't take care of his sons in the same way as Yehuda has to leave, right, and that, you know, and then, right, on a human level, right, what led to Yehuda being with Tamar, right, this whole series of events, right, but now there's really two questions you have to ask. Right? There's two ways to understand the Midrash. One is the way the Nachman Lamaret seems to, which is God actually wanted all these events to happen, and these events, right? I don't know if this is what he says, but you know, you could definitely take him in that direction without putting a name. Because one way to look at this is to say God, right, human beings are fundamentally pawns in God's plan. Right? Which is the Shvatim think that what they're doing is selling Yosef. And Reuven thinks what he's doing is mourning that, and Yaakov thinks that all he's doing is mourning, and Yehuda. But really, they're just pawns for God to set up the end of time. Right? That's really the point of this midrash, right? That there's what looks like the proximate cause, and then there's, right, which to be fair is one way of reading the very end of the story, when Yosef to the brothers, I'm not going to take revenge, because you had Kavanah for bad, but God had Kavanah for good. Right? God wanted me to be here. Right, so one way of reading that is to say that the point of something like this is human beings are pawns, right? They're doing whatever they're doing, but they don't realize that they really are, right, are pawns. Right, a less radical read would be that things happen at two levels, meaning there's an end goal, right? And this, I think, goes back to the Nachman Arez point, which is why didn't it start by saying, well, God wanted Mashiach to be born so easy. Made sure that all these steps happen, in which case you have to start with Mashiach, right? Right? Because you said, God wanted to have Mashiach born, and therefore, right, he started the process. Because another way of looking at it is not that God, that people are pawns. It's that God has a plan for the world, and the world will end up there one way or the other, right? It's not necessarily that people are pawns, and they're going to do it in a specific way. They're not going to do it in a specific way. But you always have to realize there are two pictures going on. There's the natural order which is going on, that the Shvatim do this and Yosef do this, right? And whatever happens, right, God will arrange not that these specific things happen, but that in the broader sweep of history, right, it has a goal. Now that may be more what Yosef is saying, not just you're just pawns, but it was going to happen one way or the other. You are responsible for what you did, right? But, right, there was an ultimate plan, and at the end of the day, it would, not that it would happen this way, right, but it would happen in some way. Now there's a whole, right, and I think that these two ways of reading it, right, influence the way you read the entire Yosef story, right? Meaning, do you think at the end of the day that the point of the Yosef story is that God wanted it to happen exactly this way, and everyone is just a pawn, which I think is, right, less likely, or that the point is that history happens at two levels. There were certain end goals that God wanted, right? The question is how they happen, right? But at the end of the day, if you want to understand the bigger story, there is something going on, however it plays out in the details. Right now, there is one other level, at least one other level to this midrash, which is that I'm just talking generically, right? But one of the things that many people point to is the fact that specifically what's happening here is Mashiach, right? And what many point to is that part of the message here is that Mashiach seems to, for some reason, lechatchila, come from compromised storylines, right? So that seems to be like God's intent, that Mashiach not come from an ideal situation, right? That Mashiach come from a series of unfortunate events which turn out to be fortunate. And many people really develop this idea, the idea that, right, for many religions believe in like a perfect Mashiach, right? But to believe that, no, like Mashiach, God plans the world as such that it'll happen no matter what, and the way you highlight that, and the way you highlight that that the world can be imperfect and yet it'll be redeemed, right? And that no matter what happens, there will be a happy end, is by specifically making sure that Mashiach comes out of a compromised storyline. Or other people focus on the fact that kings tended to think of themselves as like God's present to the world, by making them have compromised stories where he's born from this like prostitution mess story of Tamar, and then again from Ruth, which is a very weird story, right, where Moab is again to say, listen, the reason you're king is because God chose you. It's not about ichot, it's not about whatever, right? If you're righteous and God chooses you, whatever, right? So there seems to be many, many levels to this midrash, but I think one or the other, right, this midrash is famous for a reason, that it really does, and how you interpret it, frame the story of Yosef, which starts from the Sefer Parsha all the way to the end of Vayechi. Okay.